East Coast Breakfast.
What's a couple of things that the kids might have broken?
You.
Our kids been breaking stuff, guys. Yeah. Expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Entire sound systems of two vehicles and the one in the house.
Yeah, so Kai said he must tell you guys that he didn't break it, he just switched it off. So
it's shame he did it. Yeah. It's not his fault.
He broke correction your relationship with the provider. That relationship.
That was his dad.
Hey, boy, yes.
Not him. That's his dad's fault. Not Kai's fault.
But this led to another story. It's kind of the same but different, all right? And I'm going to let Kath tell it on her own. We've got her on the line right now. Good morning, Kath.
Hi, how you guys?
Lekker. Thank you for joining us this morning. Listen, what did you lose and how?
Well, yeah, so my story is quite annoying. Look, I absolutely love shoes. I've got a whole bunch of shoes, shoes for days. And what I do is, you know, when it comes to summer months, I'll have all my, you know, my sandals and my heels and my wedges ready. Yeah. And then when it comes to winter, I've got, you know, my warm shoes and my boots and
boots.
The clothes shoes.
Yeah.
So I take my summer shoes and I put them away for winter.
Okay.
So that's exactly what I did a couple of years ago. I packed all my summer shoes, which were sandals, flops, everything, into a black plastic bag, which I was actually going to put into, you know, as like a storage area to keep it safe. And my partner at the time, the next day, thought that this bag was garbage, was trash.
What?
And threw the whole bag of shoes out. Oh, expensive shoes, you know? They're shoes, women in shoes.
Hang on.
You know, do I even have to explain this?
Your entire summer shoe collection, all your heels, all your open-toe shoes?
Yeah, we're talking 20, 30 pairs of cherished shoes that I've had over all these years, and he just threw them away.
So hang on. So he just thought that it was the rubbish that needed to be put out, and he was being a dutiful partner and took the rubbish out to the outside.
Yes, and even worse, it was rubbish day.
Yeah.
So could she even go and retrieve the shoes and get them back? No, they were gone. So there was there's no coming back from this. So needless to say, we're not with that one anymore.
There's just the memories are too hard every time you see each other.
I won't lie, somebody at the rubbish dump that day collected themselves a bag of very beautiful designer shoes. It was a good day at work for them. So at least someone benefits it, Kath.
No, 100%. Somebody struck the jackpot on that day, let me just tell you.
So whenever things are really, really harsh for you, it goes straight to your soul when you say, "Shoo, it's hard."
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I still feel sad about it to this day. This is a couple of years ago.
The key here is to be like me and be with somebody that never takes the trash out. Even if you have to nag them, by the way.
He'll know.
Now you know, Kath.
All right. Thank you so much, Kath. Wow.
We say good morning now to Sarika from Richards Bay. Good morning, Sarika.
Morning, Carmen, Darren, and Sky.
So tell us, what is the most valuable thing that you accidentally throw away?
So I accidentally threw away my husband's ID.
Oh, your husband's ID.
Was it the green one or the ID card?
The green one.
But how did you do that?
So basically, he had a whole lot of old papers lying in an envelope, and I did not get to the bottom of it. So I just assumed that it was just old papers and chucked it away, not realizing that his ID was in there.
How angry was he? Was he angry? Was he upset? What happened?
So he was very chilled about it, but I feel like it was motivation for him to now go and get the card.
Okay.
Smart card. Sky's favorite thing, the smart card, eh?
Yeah. It was a sign, Sarika.
Luckily, he had been using his driver's license to get around in the interim while he had to wait for a new ID, too.
Okay. Well, at least, obviously, he wasn't trying to buy a cell phone from a retailer because they make you bring your ID book. Do you know that?
Yeah.
They don't use your driver's license as ID.
Oh.
You must bring your ID book.
Yeah.
Or your ID card.
Okay, that's probably for Rika, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Sarika, so listen, will you be able to vote this year?
Yes, he was.
Because every vote counts, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
That is crazy.
Thanks for calling us.
If you want more entertainment, guys, go on our Facebook. The comments there are pretty wild. Oh, so there's one here. The question, obviously, what's the most valuable thing that you've thrown away or whatever you've thrown away that belongs to your partner? Carol says, it was me. My gold tooth came off while I was eating and I didn't know and I swallowed it. It went for good.
Guys, surely you can save that. I'm very fascinated by this answer.
You could have saved that.
And then also, was it painful? I do want to know. Like, was it sore going through your tummy? Because can you feel it?
Yeah.
Do you feel Carol, I have lots of questions.
Okay. And then this
jump
one.
On the comments there. Okay. Yeah. On our Facebook.
Yeah, please ask those questions. And then a few bottles of whiskey were thrown away. Apparently, someone told her it's expired.
Whiskey doesn't expire. Alcohol's not expiring.
Fair too.
Anusha says, I've lost nothing. I do all the cleaning up, so... So we
okay,
save.
There's that.
We save.
Yeah, but there's some funny things on those comments. Go to Facebook East Coast Breakfast.
Yeah,
have
go
a good laugh.
And answer that question. What did somebody accidentally throw away?
Morning, Darren, Carmen and Sky. Hope you guys are well. One of those things, and I'm sure Sky can definitely relate, is you just have one of those sets or those pair of rugby pants that have just been there from day one, and you know they could have holes in them, they could be the threads could be torn at the end, but it's just there's that pair. My partner unfortunately was going through and doing a spring cleaning. He doesn't need this, and then cheers.
I feel your pain. Feel your pain. My Anna is eyeing out a pair of my jeans, and she's like, these are going soon. I'm like, oh, hell no. I will throw those away when those need to go.
Okay, I think Anna's probably right. Guys, I forgot. Yeah. My mom, by the way, like, accidentally threw away my hamster.
East Coast Breakfast.